Praise the Lord. Praise
Love
the Lord.
Radio.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And welcome to Blog Talk Radio, Divine Connection, Sincere Women on the Move for Christ. I am Reverend Dr. Doris Dorsey. I am the speaker for today for Prophetess B.J. Hubbard. And truly, after we play a song, we will go into prayer and then into the Word of God. God bless you, and I thank everyone for coming this evening. Amen, amen, hallelujah. Jesus, my friend, hallelujah, glory be to God. Jesus, my Savior, hallelujah, glory be to God. Hallelujah, glory be to God. Hallelujah, glory be to God. Jesus, the lover of my soul, glory be to God. Truly, truly, we thank God for today. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. He is an awesome God. Glory be to God. And we just praise his name on today. Glory be to God. He is almighty God. Hallelujah. And I don't know about anybody today. Hallelujah. But I come to glorify the name of the Lord on today. Hallelujah. For he is so worthy. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. He is mighty God. Hallelujah. He is a lover of my soul. Hallelujah. And I bless bless his name on today. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Truly, truly, my soul magnifies the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Bless your name, God, on today. Hallelujah. You are so worthy, God. Hallelujah. You are a worthy and a mighty God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Sometimes you just got to take time to praise God. Hallelujah. And thank him for all he's done for you. Glory be to God. Oh, hallelujah. We thank him and we bless his name on today. Hallelujah. He's the lover of our souls. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. He's our special friend. Glory be to God. There is a friend, no other friend like Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And we thank him on today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He's worthy. He's worthy. Glory be to God. He's worthy. He's worthy. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I know some of us been worshiping the Lord all day long. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. But how many of you know today that we can still come together and worship on the Lord today? Hallelujah. For he is so worthy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My soul magnifies the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. For I'm not worthy. Hallelujah. But glory be to God. He allow us today. Hallelujah. Just to call on his holy and righteous name. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. There is nobody like the Lord on today. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Truly, we thank God for today. Hallelujah. We thank the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Pastor Hubbard was late. Hallelujah. And I'm not one for being late. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Because I've been pressing on to preach this word on today. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. So she's listening. Glory be to God. You're going to have to call in on the guest line. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Truly, truly, God is an awesome God. Hallelujah. Let us go to God in prayer. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Father God, I thank you, Lord God. God, I thank you for this day, oh God. God, I thank you for your grace and your mercy on today, God. God, I just bless your holy name today. I give you honor, glory, and praise on today, God. Father God, I just thank you for all that you have done, oh God. I thank you for all that you're doing and all that you're going to do. God, I thank you for Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. I thank you for how we suffer for our sins. God, that we might be reconciled with you, Lord God. And Father God, for that I say thank you. But not only that, God, I thank you for your Holy Ghost that comes to dwell on the inside of us, that gives us that dunamis power, oh God. For without your Holy Ghost, we can do nothing. But God, I thank you and I bless your name today. For Lord God, you gave us everything that we needed, oh God. And God, for that I say thank you. Lord, I pray on today that the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart, oh God, will be acceptable in your sight, oh Lord, my spirit and my redeemer, Father God. I just want to praise your name, God. I just want to bless your name, God. I just want to tell everybody about you, God. I want to tell them that you love them, oh God. I want to tell them that there is hope in you, oh God. I want to tell them that there is healing in you, oh God. I want to tell them today, God, that it doesn't matter what they've done, Father God, that you are a forgiving and a merciful God. God, I just thank you. And I just bless your name, God. Lord, I just praise you. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you. I pray, God, that everyone that hear your word on today, God, God, that it will encourage them. It will enlighten them, oh God. It will give them strength, Lord God, to continue on the journey, God, that you have set before us, oh God. God, I thank you. And I glorify you. I ask you to bless Pastor Hubbard. God, as she continues to minister to others, oh God, as they continue to come her and the prayer warriors, Monday night after Monday night, oh God, pouring out themselves, oh God, God interceding for others, oh God, Lord, I ask you to give them the strength, Lord God, to continue to do all that they need to do, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God, that somebody will know, oh God, that through their prayers, oh God, Father God, that you are a loving God, that you are a merciful God, and that they can come running to you, Lord. I yield, I yield. I can't hold out no longer. And knowing, Father God, that you'll receive them unto you, O God. Lord, I thank you. Hallelujah. I glorify you. In Jesus' holy name, I pray and ask it all. Amen, amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I say to all my sisters on the line tonight, I pray that God's word will enrich your life on tonight. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Glory, hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want to bring a word on tonight, coming from the 6th chapter of Luke, verse 27 through 36. I want to bring a topic on tonight, the nature and quality of a Christian. The nature and a quality of a Christian life is love. Glory be to God. For God is a God of love. Glory be to God. My God, my God. And if we are children of God, then we ought to be loved. We ought to be able to love others as God has loved us. Glory be to God. Let's go to the Word of God on tonight. In verse 27 it says, but I say to you who hear, love your enemy, do good to those who hate you. Glory be to God. Verse 28 says, bless those who curse you and pray for those who spitefully use you. Verse 29, to him who scratch you on one cheek, offer the other also. And from him who takes away your cloak, do not withhold your tunic. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. Do not hold your tunic from him. Glory be to God. Verse 30 says, give to everyone who asks of you, and from him who take away your goods, do not ask them back. Verse 31 says, and just as you want men to do to you, also do to them likewise. Verse 32, but if you love those who love you, what credit is that to you? For even sinners love who love them. Glory be to God. Sometimes we want to love people that love us, but that's not what the Word of God is saying. It's telling us that we ought to love everybody. Glory be to God. It says in the 34th verse, it says, and if you lend to those whom you hope to receive back, credit is that to you. For even sinners lend to sinners to receive much back. Verse 35 says, but love your enemy, do good and lend, hoping for nothing in return, and your reward will be great, and you will be the sons of the Most High, for he is kind to the unthankful and evils. And evil, verse 36 says, therefore, be merciful, just as your Father also is merciful. The nature and quality of a Christian life is love. Glory be to God. The Word of God tells us to love the unlovable, is to separate ourselves from the world, self-serving kind of love, to share Christ's love with people who have no apparent ability to return anything. Excuse me, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. The Word of God is telling us that we ought to love those, even those that are that are hard to love, those that don't love us. Glory be to God. I know that sometimes people can be so unkind. People can be so rudely unto us that sometimes we wonder, how can we love those people? But the Word of God tells us that we ought to love everybody. Christian love is to be dramatic different than that the world, because the Word of God tells us that we live in the world but not according to the world. So we don't love as the world love, but we love as God love us. God love us unconditionally. Conditional love. Glory be to God. The Word of God tells us that as believers, it from the world, that as believers, we ought to to separate ourselves from the world. Glory be to God. The world is to remove us from the animal response. Glory be to God. Sometimes the people in the world today, they act like they don't care about one another. They're doing all kinds of things. Glory be to God. They hate one another because of the color of their skin. They hate one another because of the genders. Glory be to God. But as believers, as children of God, we are to love our enemies, love those who spitefully use and abuse us. We are to love those that speak bad words against us. We are to love those, my God, that seems to want to walk on us and put us down. Glory be to God. Even as Christian, Jesus tells us that the world hated him and that the world is going to hate us. But we must stand on the word of God and do what the Lord God says. He tells us to love, to love, to love. For God is love. That is who God is. And as believers, we can't pick and choose. The word of God says in Matthew the 22nd chapter, verse 37 and 40, Jesus says unto him, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. We are to love God with everything that is within us. And if we love God, we're going to love one another. If we love God, we're going to love our enemies. No matter what people think of us, we are to love them. Glory be to God. Sometimes in our families, glory be to God, people don't speak to one another. They're mad at one another. Glory be to God. The love has left them. Glory be to God. But I want to tell you today, you got to love. You got to love. Mine now, I said it was the nature and the quality of a Christian life. Glory be to God. It's love, love. There's a song that says, what love got to do with it? Well, I want to tell you today that as you walk this Christian journey, love has everything to do with it. Glory be to God. Jesus said that you are known by my disciple by the way you love one another. How can we say we love God who we have not seen? And we see our brothers and sisters every day. Glory be to God. And sometimes we don't speak to one another. But I want to tell you, my sisters and brother, glory be to God. If you want to hear Jesus say, well done, well done, thy good and faithful servant, you're going to have to love those that don't even love you. Glory be to God. The word of God says in Matthew, the 6th chapter, verse 14 and 15, it tells us that if we forgive those who sinned against us, our Heavenly Father will forgive us. But if we refuse to forgive others, our Heavenly Father will not forgive us. Glory be to God. You're going to have to forgive others. Glory be to God. You can't walk around with grudge in you. Glory be to God. You're going to have to forgive. Glory be to God. You're going to have to forgive. For God forgave us of our sin. And the word of God says that all of us have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Glory be to God. So if you don't forgive, glory be to God. People like to say today that you can forgive, but you can't forget. Well, I want to tell you about that. How can you forgive somebody if you can't forget? Because every time you see that person, it's always in your mind. And every time you see them and it come back in your mind, it makes you want mad all over again. Glory be to God. Well, that's not love. That's waving to and fro. And the word of God tells us that we are not to waver. Glory be to God. For God has ordered our steps. And we are to take the steps that the Lord God has led us to. Glory be to God. Verse 28 of Matthew, the 6th chapter, says, speak of the blessings. Says, those who curse you, bless me to eulogize, to speak well of, to praise, to lift up, to bless abundantly. Glory be to God. Invoke, give thanks. Glory be to God. In other words, even though somebody may talk about you and put you down, you still speak kindness of them. Glory be to God. You still speak blessings over their life. Glory be to God. You can't be mean. The word of God tells us that we are to heap coals over their heads. Glory be to God. My God, my God. The Lord never said that this journey would be easy, but he told us in his word that he will be with us. He said he'll never leave us nor forsake us. He gave us the Holy Ghost to help us on our journeys. We can't do it alone, but if we be submissive unto the Holy Ghost, then he'll help us. He'll help us. He'll transform us into the likeness of Jesus Christ. Glory be to God. I'm talking about the nature and quality of a Christian life. It's love. Glory be to God. And 1 Corinthians, the 13th chapter, and verse 1 through 13, it speaks of the outline of true and faithful love. My God, my God. God says love should be directed toward others. The world says love should be directed toward ourselves. God said love is patient and kind. The world says love satisfies your immediate need. God says love is never jealous or envy. The world says love means you deserve the best. God says, ooh, hallelujah, love is never boastful or proud. The world says love isn't necessary to make people respect you. God says love is never rude. The world says let love lets you act as you please. My God, my God. God says love does not demand its own. The world says love gets in the way of what is it for me, what is in it for me. Glory be to God. God says love is not irritable or touchy, and it holds no grudge. The world says love takes a back seat when it comes to seeking revenge. God says love rejoices in justice and truth. The world says love understands, even ignores evil. God says, ooh, hallelujah, love is loyal. The world says love should be self-serving. My God, my God. The kind of love God wants us to give is impossible to do on our own. But the Bible tells us in Romans 5:5, God has given us the Holy Ghost to fill our hearts with love. My God, my God. Verse 13 says, and now abide faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of these is love. The virtue of faith, hope, and love are necessary in this age. But in the age to come, faith will give away to sight. Glory be to God. 2 Corinthians 5:7 tell us we walk by faith and not by sight, and hope will turn into experience. For we were saved in this hope, but hope that is seen is not hope. For why does one still hope for what he does not see? Why do we hope for things that we don't see? Our hope is in Jesus Christ, that one day after we've done all that he has called us to do, that he'll welcome us home. But if we hope for what we do not see, we eagerly wait for it with perseverance. We got to press on. Paul said, I press on to the mark of the prize of the high calling in Jesus Christ. When we love others, it mirrors the conditions of our heart. We as Christians are not to just vocalize our love for God, but we are to demonstrate. Glory be to God. But we ought to demonstrate that love for God to others. It's easy, hallelujah, to dislike someone than to love him or her. Grudge and resentment come easily, yet bitterness toward others is poison. Not only does it affect our relationship with other people, but it spiritually blinds us as well. My God, my God, amazing grace, how sweet the sound. I once was lost, but now I'm found. I once was blind, but now I see. For I am free. Who the Son set free is free indeed. So once we become to know the word of God, we got to stand on that word. Glory be to God. My God, my God, not harboring bitterness toward other people, for it is a sin that can lead to other sinning. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You got to make up in your mind, if you're going to live the way the Lord has called you. And 1 John 2 and 6, the word of God says, those who say they live in God should live their lives as Christ did. In other words, the Bible commentary puts it this way: to return evil for good is devilish. To return good for good is human. To return good for evil is divine. My God, my God. When you think about how much God loves you, when you think about how much he cleaned you up, when you think about how much he forgave you, it should be so easy to love even the worst of person. Glory be to God. Because one day God came to us and he cleaned us up and he let us know that he loved us in spite of when we were out there in the world doing our own thing. He was there for us, and when we call on his holy name, he answered us, he set us free, he wrapped his loving arms around us, he called us his daughters and his son. Glory be to God. He loved us so much that he gave up his only begotten son. Glory be to God. My God, my God, I'm talking about the nature and the quality of a Christian life. It's love, love, ooh, sweet love, not the love of the world, but the love of God. See, God is love. Glory be to God. That's a part of his attribute. Glory be to God. That's who God is. That's why he can love us like he do. Glory be to God. It doesn't cause us nothing, but it calls God out far. His only begotten son. Glory be to God. For Jesus Christ to be separated from his father. Glory be to God. All because of sinful world. My God, my God. When you see somebody, hallelujah, that you haven't even spoken in a long time, go and speak to them. You can't be double-minded. The word of God says a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. Either you're going to walk the path that God has set for you, or you're going to follow after the devil. Glory be to God. You got to make up your mind if you're going to live for the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. The word of God says, although we are not divine, we as believers do not have the liberty to choose whom we will forgive. This means we must do as Jesus has commanded, and not only forgive our enemies. It's certainly something that does not come easy. But I say to you today, think about yourself. It was not easy for somebody to love you, but they do. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. My God, my God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. The word of God tells us, hallelujah, it does not come easy or naturally. In fact, we want for some feeling of love to suddenly overtake us. My God, my God. If God had to wait, or if some of us had to wait for some sudden feeling of God to come over God to love us, maybe so many of us will be lost today. I want to tell you today, glory be to God, love others as God loved you. Glory be to God, for there is a great reward. The word of God says that God reward them that diligently seek him. Seek after God and do his will. Glory be to God. Jesus tells us of two commandments. He said to love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, soul, mind, and strength, and love thy neighbor as thyself. Upon these hangs all the law. Glory be to God. Love, love. It doesn't cost you nothing. Glory be to God. It might make you humble. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. The word of God is full of divine abilities to forgive. God's Spirit enables Joseph the ability to embrace and kiss the very brothers who sold him into slavery. Genesis 45, verse 1 to 15. It kept David from advancing of an opportunity to kill Saul, who was seeking to kill him. 1 Samuel 24, chapter, the Spirit enables Stephen to pray for those who was stoning him to death. He asked God not to charge the sin against them. Acts 7 chapter, verse 59 and 60. Galatians 5 and 22 to 23 speaks of the fruit of the Spirit, that when the Holy Spirit controls our life, he will produce this kind of fruit in us. Love, ooh, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Glory be to God. But he can't do it if you don't submit to the Spirit. You got to submit to God's Spirit. You can't do it alone, and God knows that. Glory be to God. Only the Spirit can produce the fruit, and not our own effort. When the Holy Spirit fully controls the life of the believer, he will produce. You got to let him control you. You got to let him lead you. He will renew you, transform you into the likeness of Jesus Christ. Glory be to God. My God, my God. Let's look at the fruit of the Spirit. See, the first three concerns our attitude toward God: love, joy, and peace. The second triad deal with social relationship, long suffering, gentleness, and goodness. The third group describe principles that guide a Christian conduct: faith, meekness, and self-control. Glory be to God. You can't do it by yourself. Hallelujah. We will be judged for our conduct and deed. Matthew 25:34-40. Ooh, hallelujah. The word of God says, Jesus speak to disciples about judgment. And he says to them, the person we feed become as Jesus to us. The person we visit in prison or in the sick bed become as Jesus to us. How may we know our Lord? We know him in doing his work and in doing them as much to him as for him by putting our arms around those who are desperate or alone. Jesus Christ, our blessed Savior. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Help me, Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. He is the object of our worship and our love. Glory be to God. Jesus was the example. He was the example of love when he hung on Calvary, when they put nails in his hands and nails in his feet. Glory be to God. He hung there for your sins and mine. He hung there because the word of God says that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. God did it. Glory be to God. And who are we that we can't do it for others? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Jesus said in John 12:26, says that love is servant spirit. Glory be to God. See, Jesus, he was a servant. He said, I come not to be served, but to serve. He humbled himself. He took on no reputation. He came down. Glory be to God. If anyone serve me, let him follow me. And where I am, there my servant will be also. If anyone serve me, him my Father will honor. Glory be to God. You got to be a servant. Glory be to God. You can't walk around with pride. Pride tell you that you don't need God, that you don't need nobody. Oh, my God, my God. And we know that pride is of the devil, it's not of God. Glory be to God. In Romans 12:9-10, the word of God tells us to have genuine brotherly love. It says, don't just pretend that we love others. Really love them. Hate what is wrong. Stand on the side of good. Sometimes people come and they act like they love you, but even if they don't, and you're a child of God, you love them. You love them anyway. You continue to love them. Pour that love out on them like gravy on rice. Pour it out on them. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. The word of God says, heap coals on their head. Glory be to God. And sooner or later they'll come around because they'll wonder why you still care about them, why you treat them the way you do. And they'll begin to see the Jesus on the inside of you. And they'll begin to want that. Glory be to God. They'll begin to want what Jesus has given unto you. Hallelujah. But if you turn away from them, glory be to God, then they'll miss that blessing. And so will you. Because God has somebody for all of us to minister to. God has somebody out there that he wants us to talk to. Somebody out there that he wants us to let him know that he loved him. Glory be to God. And if he loved us and he cleaned us up and he gave us that hope, he reconciled us back to himself, that he can do the same for them. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. You got to love others. Genuine love. Don't be going patting, telling people you love them and you don't mean it. And go and talk about them or go and do something for them and go and talk about them. Don't you know that God knows? God sees all. Excuse me. God sees everything. Hallelujah. You can't fool him. You got to walk it right. You can't pretend. Hallelujah. No matter what somebody do to you, no matter what they say, hallelujah. Look at what they done to Jesus. They whooped him all night long. They spit on him. Glory be to God. They called him everything but a child of God. They put a crown of thorns on his head with the blood rushing down his face. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And he endured all of that. Glory be to God for us. He knew what we were going to go through. Glory be to God. So we're not going through anything that he has not gone through. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But you got to stand on the word of God. You got to be about your Father's business. You look at the world today, it's in so much turmoil. There's so much evil in the world. And we know that Satan is the prince of the air. He wants to steal our joy. He wants to kill our faith. He wants to destroy our relationship with God. Glory be to God. He wants us to act like the world acts. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. But you got to stand in spite of what you see, in spite of what you hear. And I know that there are things in the world that make us angry. Glory be to God. And we wonder why. Why? But God has told us everything that you see in the world today that is coming to pass. But we ought to stand on the word of God. We ought to be steadfast, unmovable, abiding in the works of the Lord. Glory be to God. No matter what we see, no matter what we hear, no matter how people may put you down, you got to stand on the word of God. You got to love them. Glory be to God. Sometimes I think about my little dog. Hallelujah. Sometimes I fuss at her, and she loves me no matter what. She comes jumping around, joyous all the time. Glory be to God. That's how we got to be as children of God. No matter what's going on in our life. Glory be to God. Whether it be sickness, when you praise God, it says that when you praise God, when praises goes up, blessing comes down. When we praise God in spite of things we see, and we continue to pray and seek God, hallelujah, God's plan is going to go forth. But we as his children, we are already victorious. We have the victory. We are not defeated. Hallelujah. But we got to stand. Paul said he fought a good fight. Glory be to God. We got to fight a good fight. We got to stand on the word of God. We got to know that God is faithful. Hallelujah. He never promised us that the road was going to be easy. But he said that he'll be there with us. He said, be of good courage. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So we're going to be of good courage. We're going to wait on the Lord. We're going to trust in him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. for he is a faithful God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. The nature and quality of a Christian life is love. It's not how much money we got. It's not how big our house is, what kind of car we drive, or how much education we have. Glory be to God. But it's love. It's love, love, unconditional love. Don't tell people you love them. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And you can't speak to them. Hallelujah. Don't tell people about God, and you're not walking the way that God wants you to walk. Glory be to God, because nothing is hidden from the Lord. Everything shall come forth. Glory be to God. You got to stand on the word. You got to stand on God's word. In 1 John 4, 9 through 10, the word of God says, in this the love of God was manifested toward us, that God has sent his only begotten Son, born of a virgin, conceived by the Holy Ghost. Glory be to God. That we might live through him. In this is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Verse 11 says, beloved, if God so loved us, we ought to love one another. Glory be to God. We ought to love one another. Love one another. Not just another Christian. Not just the family members. Even those that are out there today that are enemies. Glory be to God. We ought to love them. We don't know whose life we're going to change by how we live our life. We don't know whose life we're going to change by the kind word we might give, but a smile on our face. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. God loves us every day. Every day he blesses us. He provides for us. Glory be to God. We can call him anytime. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Jesus was the ultimate example of forgiving and of love. He reached out to the unlovable, gave a second chance to a friend who had let him down, showed patience toward those who questioned him, cared for the sick, initiated conversations with those whom others despised, weep with those who grieved. Glory be to God. Jesus clearly modeled, Father, forgive them. Ooh, hallelujah. He said, Father, forgive them because they know not what they do. Luke 23 and 34. If the cruel torture or crucifixion would not silence Jesus' prayer for his enemies, what pain, prejudice, or unfair treatment, glory be to God, could justify the silence of our prayer for our enemies. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The nature and quality of a Christian life, it's love. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Father God, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, I thank you. I thank you that you love us, God, in spite of our sinful ways, oh God. God, I thank you, Lord God, that you saw fit to save us, oh God, in spite of our selfishness, in spite of all the sins and the dirt and the filth that we had, Lord God. But because you love us, oh God, you gave your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, to die on the cross for our sins. Lord, we thank you. God, we ask you now, Lord God, to give us the strength to continue to endure, Lord God. But we know that the time is near, that we're living in perilous times, and things are coming forth, God. But help us, oh God, to continue to stand on your word, to continue to do all that you would have us to do. God, we praise your holy name, God, because you are a mighty God. You are an awesome God. You are Alpha and Omega. You are here in the beginning, before anything is statistics, and you'll be here when everything else is going. God, we ask you right now, Lord, just bless us, God, that we can be blessing to others, oh God. Help us, Lord God, that when things seem to get a little hard, God, that we can press on. We can press on, Lord God, to the mark of the prize of the high calling. God, we thank you, and we glorify your holy name. For you are so worthy, God. You're so worthy. And we love you on today. I pray, God, that your word have encouraged, have blessed the hearts of your people on today, God. God, we love you today. And we just thank you. In Jesus' precious name, I pray and ask it all. And I'm going to open up the line for everybody. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I pray that Pastor Hubbard got on the line. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. The lines are open now. If there's anything anybody wants to say or do a prayer.
Hallelujah.
Pastor Hubbard, you're on the line. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. I am. But I'm going to give way to this gentleman that just opened the line. And then I'll come back on.
Hallelujah, Lord.
I'll go on the host if you like and let you come on the host.
No, it wouldn't allow me. Only one host. But I was saying, whoever just spoke just now, I sound like a gentleman. If not, then whoever it was, I'm going to give place to them because they came in before I said something. So just in case they need to get a prayer or a response to that word tonight, dynamic, and then I'll come back.
Host.
Okay.
Open the line,
want to say something?
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. This is Sister Alexander.
Praise the Lord. Sister Alexander, how are you?
I'm doing pretty fine. Oh, I'm enjoying the word today. Praise the Lord.
God,
I enjoyed the word. I thank God for the word today. In
thank
Jesus'
Lord.
Name.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord God.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Was there somebody else that wanted to say something?
Praise the Lord. I was trying to give space to him, but I don't know if he got cut off or whatever. I heard someone. But nevertheless, I want to give God glory for the Lord blessing you to carry on and bring such a dynamic message on the nature and the quality of a Christian love life, especially for this love and the time that we're living in and the things that are going on, which you touched on, that's going on around in the cosmos. And we hear the news. We know the everyday things that are transpiring and what the Lord says is going to happen in the last days. But that word was truly dynamic and what is needed because believers need to be reminded of what quality of life we're supposed to have in our relationship with the Lord and walking in love in spite of the horrific and things that are going on that the enemy is doing and some of the things that even this flesh on parade is, and even for the Lord, the standards in the body of Christ, the things that are happening now, and sometimes allowing the stuff to get in the spirit that is causing bitterness and causing chaos and confusion. So the word today has a lot to do with what love has to do with, as you, I often say too in time past, but Jesus is love. And then the things that you were talking about, how we're to conduct ourselves and we're not supposed to be walking ungodly and unseemly and so forth, and how you brought our minds back to Galatians 5 and the fruit of the Spirit and how we need to submit ourselves unto the Lord and how if we be led by the Holy Spirit. And a lot of this that when we're not walking in love, we'll be convicted by and we will line ourselves up with the Word. So I just praise God. You had so many dynamic good points in it, so I just admonish anyone that's listening to go back on the Blog Talk Divine Connection and whatever connection you can to listen again to this word and let it marinate in our spirits and the love that you're talking about for us to have for one another and love for our neighbor and love for God. But if we don't love God and don't have a relationship with him and really let the Holy Spirit lead us, we cannot do what's required of us by the letter because the letter killeth, but the Spirit maketh alive. So it is vitally important. God for his amazing grace We can't be walking doing evil for evil. We cannot allow the continued division and confusion and chaos and busybody and all these disturbances that we pray about so often in the on the prayers on Monday night. You have covered so much that God has said tonight in how we'll conduct ourselves. And it's not enough for us to hear the word. It's time now, like never before, to get anchored in it and really abide in it and let God do that surgery and do a cleansing like somebody need a laxative. Some of us in the body of Christ definitely do because too many things have attached itself to the soul and the body in the spiritual realm that it is a time for a cleansing. And it's a time for self-examination to, you know, it's me. I really need to examine myself first and to see whether I'm walking in the faith and do what, so I can be able to not to be the blind leading the blind. I can be able to help somebody else, just like you told Peter. And I'm not going to read with another message, but as he told Peter, when you can be converted, then you can strengthen your brother. We can't, if we're going to turn back around talking and have this perpetrating the fraud and lip service and all this, but we're not living and lining ourselves up with the word so that we can be that light. We can make a difference. So any area that we need to be repented in, we need to let this word work it out. It's not who it comes through. Even if it came through a babe and the word came away, if that word came and it brought some conviction, we need to let it do so. Don't let our hearts be hardened up. We keep rejecting and want to be like a smorgasbord. I pick this. I don't like broccoli. Oh, but I like cabbage. I don't like lettuce, but I like greens, but I don't like steak, but I like chicken. I like shrimp, but I don't. We can't be picking off the word of God and out of the Bible of the things that we think that's going to appease our flesh. We got to do like you told Ezekiel, the whole world. We got to let God come in and cleanse and really bring us into that place. And when he revealed things about ourselves, don't try to pass the buck to somebody else. Okay, God, if it's me. And then don't try to wear shoes that's not yours. If it's not you, you'll not allow the enemy to condemn you. But get lined up with God's word so we can be more effective in the body. It won't become an infection, but we'll be effective in what we do. But in the meantime, woman of God, bless God for you taking the reins tonight. You know, we had some other things going on, but we were just about 2 or 3 minutes over the line. But God just had you to take the reins and go on. So that's one thing about being able to be on the other side and doing the switchboard to be able to carry out what God has given. But he had already fired you up and got you ready for this such a time as this. So I thank God for you yielding and availing yourself for ministry tonight. And God continue to bless. So those that have a prayer request, want to respond to the word tonight, or where God's found them out in the word, or encouraged them in the word, or however, we open the lines now for you to let the Spirit of the Lord have free reign. And if it's something where he's just confirming some things, then so be it too as well. But I wanted to admonish the Lord in you and encourage you to continue to press and pursue, and regardless of the attack try to come against your throat, God bless you to come right on through, and everything was delivered.
Thank you, Lord.
The Lord, no matter what, it was not hindered, but it was a blessing. So you be encouraged,
Amen.
My sister.
Amen. God bless you, Pastor.
Okay, the lines are open now for prayer or your remarks. Bless the Lord.
Praise the Lord, my sister. I just want to say I just thank God for the word this afternoon. This is a Sister McCormick, but I just thank God for the word. It was really good. I thank God I pointed out something that whenever you was talking about your dog and it made me think about my dog. You know, I'm always fussing at the dog, but thank God the dog loves us anyway. But I just
Amen.
Come back to us. So that was something that I, you know, picked out, which is other things I picked out too. But I don't say a whole lot, but I enjoy the word of God. So just continue to let God use you. God bless you.
God bless you.
The line is open. The line is open.
Praise God.
Hello.
Yes. We hear you. Go ahead.
I think that's Reverend Dorsey.
Oh, well, bless the Lord. If you have remarks, let him speak. Yes, sir.
I think he's just saying the lines are open. I don't think he wants to say anything.
We bless the Lord. Any other questions?
The line was open. Praise God. Praise God. I didn't know the line was open right there. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise God. Praise the Lord. Oh, he's trying to work the switchboard with you. Bless the Lord.
No, he was just listening. He didn't know his line was open. I opened all the lines on the switchboard. He didn't know it was open.
Well, praise God.
I closed this up. Yeah, he don't usually say anything.
You certainly say a lot when you're on the blog talk preaching, because he certainly had a knowledge. So I don't know why he didn't respond tonight under this anointing, but he definitely is a vessel that's used for the Lord in this last days with getting the word out and crying loud and sparing not. So we bless the Lord. But I thank the Lord for those that did come on the line tonight, did not want to close the line without those that were praying. But we're going to pray for Pastor Dorothy before we close out, and not to forget the next two Sundays, which will be the second Sunday in August, will be Pastor Tweedy, Prophet Tweedy. I'm not sure whether she was able to join us tonight and whatever.
Praise the Lord. I am online.
Well, praise God for that. We give God the glory. So she'll be our speaker for the next week. Did any Lord put anything in your spirit before we go into a prayer?
Yes, I do magnify the Lord. Amen. Praise God. I praise and I thank God for the word. Amen, praise God, because it is a word of confirmation, not only for our Sunday school, but for that which was ministered here today. Amen, praise God, and I praise and I thank God, because always said you need to have an ear to hear.
Mm-hmm.
God speaks. Amen, praise God, and God is speaking, amen, praise God, concerning his people in this hour. And you, we that have an ear to hear, we need to hear the Spirit is saying unto the church. Amen. And we are the church. Amen. Praise God. So I praise and I thank God for such a confirmation. Amen.
Amen.
God
bless you.
Praise God. I give God glory. I thank the Lord for her submitting to even that. It wasn't too much of a short notice, but a couple of weeks ago, let's say, at this time. And I was really, really in my spirit for these two women and waiting for the other two. But it's just so rich to hear, especially at a time now that we the body need to unite with love, and especially with all the chaos and confusion, because it's making some people really get angry and bitter because some things are coming close to home. But we have to be in the place where, regardless of all that went on, Jesus, the love that he had for us, even while he was, you know, going through all that he did, he stopped even dying on a cross to even save someone. Regardless of everything they're going to follow, what they're doing, but in the meantime, the love that he has showed us, that we're to ask, he gave us help, he gave us the Holy Spirit to be a helper, and not only teachers, leaders, guides, comfort us, even in those trying and testing times, and his word, it does not change, so he's trying to teach us the more, so we got to stamp out bitterness and anger and frustration and taking everything so personal, because we know it's an adversary that we got to fight against, He wants us to fight this flesh so much to keep us divided so we can't be united to get the accomplished things that God wants done. So the word is so rich, and it needs more and more of it, that we got to keep hammering with prayer and obedience to the Spirit of the Lord and getting that word. So we bless the Lord for the teachers and the preachers and the prophets that are standing strong and not compromising and still, glory to God, carrying under the bloodstained banner. So at this time, again, if there's no prayer requests, that's what we're asking for now, we're gonna not going to prolong the time. With the Lord was so rich in what he's delivered through her. We're going to pray for her, but we also, if there are any prayer requests, we want to put them on the floor right now so we can be united in praying corporately for these requests. So we're going to do this quickly. If you have one, let's go ahead and speak up now, and that way we can write it down or just put it, you know, out there, and we can just go ahead and touch and agree in prayer before we start praying for pastor's throat and continue to bless her to keep her covered. And as we deliver the word, we need to be covered, you know, because the enemy wants to, you know, shut us down in any way he can, and he can't stop us, but
amen.
You know, try to make delays in our health or some other distractions or whatever, but we'll keep him bound up. Amen. Any requests besides the one we're going to do for her? And also Pastor Bird's knee, we want to continue to pray for God to bless in direction, whether it's divine, or knee, that God touch her body in the healing of that knee is giving her some problems, or whether she would have it done through some type of surgery, but something has to be done soon. But she's still pressing on and pursuing and still preaching, teaching, and pressing to go wherever she has to go, but it's becoming a hindrance in some things. So we want to keep this prophet prayed up before the Lord, and want to pray for Pastor Tweedy I'm putting a request in, too, for some things of some attacks that have come against that anointing and that ministry that God blessed in a miraculous way. She made a request the other night. We were ending prayer on last Monday, but I'm putting it in because God's getting ready to do something dynamic, and the enemy is coming in like a flood, but God said he'll raise up a standard. So we got to keep each other's prayed up and covering these ministries and covering ourselves as well in prayer. So we got these two requests that I'm making out there for, well, three now, for Pastor Dr. Dorsey, Pastor Dorsey, Pastor Bird, and Pastor Tweedy. So any other ones, I'm going to give space. If not, we're going to go ahead and pray. We're not going to just hold the line.
Sister Hubbard, Sister Cindy, I mean, Prophet Cindy, we pray for her.
Okay. Yes, definitely.
Yes.
Keeping that up to Cindy Jones. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to try again tonight to see if I can get hold of her to find out what's going on and with her body. Any others? Okay. Pastor Tweet, Pastor, Pastor wait a minute. Dainey, I just got a word from her daughter that's leaving Colorado. They'll be leaving in a couple of weeks. They've been out there for 5 years. They've headed back to Charlotte. Now, Pastor Dainey is praying for her husband and her. I'm just getting to pray before because I told her daughter, you know, that is this part-time friend or what? That was just a joke, but we hadn't heard from her. We were steadily, continuously praying. The husband is doing much, much better. You don't have any tubes. He's back driving. He has some problems with his stomach. The surgery that was done, static is on the line of some sharp noise. But anyway, hello? Somebody's lying. Her husband having some problem with some type of hernia might have been to develop after they had did that surgery, on emergency surgery on his stomach some months ago, but for all the things that had happened to him and when the enemy thought he was going to take his life and all the prayers that went forth, we're having a progress report now that finally that he's doing much better, back out driving, he's eating, he's whatever, he's just having some pain in the stomach from maybe the hernia and from where he came from and what the enemy had did and his life was on the line. That's somebody's line needs to be closed. Sharpness and banging, something is interfering. But anyway, and the wife, with all the going on with her back is doing better. What the enemy was had said that she wasn't going to have her job after many years, the Lord blessed, and she's back to work too as well. So they're progressing tremendously better than what they were. So I just want to give that praise report, that prayer continues to be going on and God is moving. Even though we don't hear sometimes the reports back in the timely manner that we think they ought to be, God has a way to at least let the knowledge come back that the God has manifested himself in the prayer. So we thank God for you all standing on the wall. And so I just wanted to share that with you. Praise the Lord. Well, tonight I'm going to ask Pastor Tweedy if she would pray for Cindy. I don't know, like I said, with the bout that she had with cancer, supposed to be in the last phase of the whatever, or something else personally going on or whatever. We hadn't heard from her, but we're just going to pray that the Lord bless and we'll be able to hear from her and healing with that, and also to pray for Pastor Dorsey's throat where the enemy tries to attack her with that. So, Pastor Tweedy, if you would take that prayer on for me, and I'll go ahead and pray for Pastor Bird and for you. Okay?
Amen.
All righty.
Father, in the name of the Most High God, Lord God, we say thank you. We thank you for allowing us in your presence. For we do enter into your gates with thanksgiving, into your courts with praise. We come to magnify, we come to glorify, we come to exalt, and we lift up your holy name. For we know that we can do nothing without you. Father God, I lift up thy servant, Prophetess Cindy. Father God, you know what thy servant is suffering in this hour. You are the creator. You are the maker. Father, we ask you right now to move by your spirit.
We ask you to touch her from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet. We ask you, Lord God, to move on the inside. And Lord God, everything that is out of order, we ask you to put it in order. Lord God, in the name of the Most High God, do not allow the enemy, Lord God, to move, Lord God, in this hour against her. Father God, we know that the suffering is not compared to the glory that shall be revealed in her. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, for the, hallelujah, the Holy Ghost fire, Lord God, burning on the inside, burning on the outside. Lord God, in the name of the Most High God, everything that is not like you, Lord God, from whatever source it came from, Father God, we ask you to send it. Send it back, Lord God, to the pits of hell from which it come from. You did not send cancer. Lord God, you did not send confusion. Holy One of Israel, Father God, we thank you right now, Father God, for straightening up everything that went out of order in this hour in her behalf, Father. We ask you to raise her up like never before, Father. We know that you are yet a miracle worker. And, Father God, we thank you for the miracle that you're going to work in her life. Lord God, that she will be a living testimony. Lord God, in the name of the Most High God, we pray, Holy One of Israel, hallelujah, Lord God, that you would move upon thy servant, Reverend Dr. Dorsey, Lord God, in the name of the Most High God, thy servant that thou hast sent. You said preach in season, out of season. You said reprove, you said rebuke, with all long doctrine and suffering, O God, in this hour, Lord God, that she would be perfect and entire, Lord God, wanting nothing because of a patient waiting on you. Father God, I pray, Lord, that, oh God, that you would move by your spirit. Silver and gold have I none, but what such I have, I send it unto you by the spirit, the power of the Holy Ghost. Lord God, now dispatch the angels, and Lord God, send the angel to deliver that throat, to heal that throat, to open that passage. And Lord God, in the name of the Most High God, that everything will work according to how you have created her. Holy One of Israel, bind the hand of the enemy. Cancel every plot, plan, and every assignment, Lord God, that want to stand in the way to stop her, Holy One of Israel, from doing that which you have ordained, that which you have called in this hour to be done. Father, we say thank you for your mighty acts and your excellent greatness upon the lives of thy servant in this hour. Father God, we say thank you for such a mighty move in this hour. For they are called for this time and this hour, Lord God. For you brought them into this time and this hour, Lord God, to do a divine perfect will, Lord God, that you may be glorified. Father God, I say thank you. Hallelujah, Lord God. I thank you for your works. I thank you for your mighty acts and your excellent greatness. Most High God, I pray thee. Amen, amen, and amen.
Praise the Lord, O Holy God of Israel. We thank you, Lord God, for the blessings and the prayers that went forth. We pray for Pastor Bird now in the name of Jesus. We thank you for this servant, and we thank you for your word that she already declared as we in agreement with her, but by your stripes we were healed. We know what the thief came to do, to steal, kill, and destroy, but God, we stand on your word that you're going to reverse this, and Lord, that healing is going to be manifested in her body, whether you do it divinely or whether you divinely use, glory to God, a surgeon to scrape that knee or however it is. So, God, we believe in you for the plans that you already have for her, that they are good, not for evil, to give her that expected you in to bless her and to prosper her. So the enemy will not hinder the work and the call and try to handicap her from getting to the places of doing or accomplish what God has for her. So we pray you continue to bless and encourage her. Take out all inflammation, any ache and any pain or whatever. We're believing you, glory to God, for touching her body and bringing about that healing. Continue to bless her to be used for your glory. We pray for Pastor Tweedy. We thank you for the vessel that you anointed for such a time as this. We cancel the assignment of every foul and unclean spirit, every spirit of darkness, witchcraft, every spirit, glory to God, that has come in to bring division or cause, glory to God, to try to run havoc, to interfere of that anointing of what God has called for her to speak and decree and declare for that ministry and for that work that you put at her hand to do. God, we thank you that once you start a good work in her, God, you're going to bless it and you're going to complete it. It's not going to be one that the enemy can come in and steal. No matter what he tries to do, you know how to reverse it and turn it around to work it for the good. You said when the enemy comes in one way, you're causing to flee seven, and you know how to prepare a table in the presence of our enemy. So we cancel his assignment. We bind him up, command him to be loose from his assignment against them, and that ministry, pray that you continue to encourage her to keep the faith, to continue to preach, teach, glory to God, walk through, evangelize, prophesy, whatever you've given her to do, that she will not release her hands from the plow, that she can press, keep pressing in and keep pressing in and keep pressing in and keep decreeing and keep declaring, glory to God, and cry loud and spare not and tell God's people of their transgression. I thank you for blessing her to exalt her. Glory to God, exalt your word, exalt your people. God, I thank you, Lord God, for the knowledge that you've given her concerning the kingdom business, the kingdom work, and that you would just bless in her body, bless in her family. God, I'm thanking you that you're turning things around for the good. I bless you, glory to God, for that blood covering. I thank you, Lord, for your protection in the name of Jesus, because no weapon formed, it might be formed, but it's not going to prosper. I thank you, Lord God, that you have such great plans, and the plans that you have, God, we just got to trust and believe you. The way that you take us, glory to God, and allow us to go, God, that there is going to be some manifestation of some greatness of your hand being manifested in such a way that it's going to be mind-boggling, that others are going to look and see, glory to God, this is the Lord's doing, and it's marvelous in our eyes. So no matter what it looks like, sound like, feel like, or whatever, God, I thank you that the love of God is going to get us to those places as we submit and be obedient to all that you've called us to do. I pray for the prayer warriors. I pray for that anointing. I pray for your protection. Pray for your shield. Pray for that determination to keep their eyes fixed on you. I pray for the love of God, that agape, as we pray so often, and the word that came forth tonight, for us to walk in it, to operate in it, and for to tear down those strongholds, these foul spirits that we see, these spirits, glory to God, that is running rampant and using vessels to do all kind of hideous things. God, the love of God, through the power of prayer, through obedience and trusting and believing you, we believe in them strongholds coming out. There will be a change. Everything may not be manifested in every heart change, but you know that you said, whosoever will, let him come. But God, we are still standing in the gap, and we're still the prayer, and we're still the intercede, those that we can reach. But in the meantime, making sure that our lives is lining up with your word. So, God, let us never think more highly of ourselves than we ought to as we submit and commit ourselves unto you. So I bless you tonight. I bless you for those that are need of prayer, need of a Savior right now, need to be able to hear a word, need to be delivered, need to be returned back unto you, need to be in a place to learn to worship and to release and cast the cares and show how to cast the cares and let go when we do cast them, not to pick them back up. Pray for Pastor Burton tonight. God bless her and encourage her. Touch her body, strengthen her, bless the ministry, bless those things that she have, glory to God, on the table to believe in you, glory to God, for the move in a miraculous way. We just pray, God, blood covering over our children, getting ready to prepare to go back to school, and all those things that the enemies had tried to steal and rob. And we thank you for the power of prayer. So many things that could have occurred that haven't. We still believe in you that he will not snatch them. We'll not take them. They will be able to go back to school. They'll be able to have a life. They'll not be go back and then have confrontations and different kind of events that will take place to take them out or take them away from what God has planned for their lives and destiny. We pray for salvation, deliverance, and heal. Pray, glory out for the parents. Pray one for another. And we just thank you, Lord God, for the power of prayer around the globe, that we continue to stand fast and don't get discouraged, don't get desensitized, don't get caught up in the media and whatever else is going on in the cosmos, but get caught up in Jesus, looking to the hills with coming to help the author and the finish of our faith, believing, glory to God, that you got a plan, and no matter what it looks like, sound like, glory to God, you're going to prove yourself in these last days. We thank you for revival, thank you for restoring, thank you for life. Thank you for, glory to God, blessing with wholeness. We thank you, Lord God, for keeping us and keeping our minds all through the day and throughout the night and even protecting us and angels being in camp. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen and amen. Bless God. Praise the Lord. I thank the Lord again for you, Pastor Dorsey. If you're still on the line, we do appreciate
God bless you, Pastor.
Definitely you have to still be on the line. We wouldn't be on the line. But praise the Lord for God using you for his glory. We'll leave the remarks to you if you have anything else that you want to say tonight or not less than co-pastor has a remark or whatever. We're going to release the lines, if not a word from the Lord. I think we already heard greatly from him, but not unless you have something else to add. We're going to go ahead and turn it over to you that you may be able to have the remarks, and we're going to remind you again, two Sundays from now, we'll be hearing Pastor Tweedy, and we'll let you know when our next guest is or who it is after that. But we want you to keep the prayer warriors in prayers for ourselves and country and our nation, for globally, God, all the things that are occurring about now, and families and loved ones and ministry, and praying continues for unity and deliverance and stuff like this for the body of Christ. Keep those things still continuously before the Lord. We'll have prayer tomorrow, 7 o'clock Eastern time and 6 o'clock Central time, whatever else time that's available, that those that will come in on the line. At this time, we're going to turn it back over to Pastor Dorsey. We give God the glory for all that he's done and doing tonight, and I'm certainly encouraged. Amen.
Amen. I just truly thank the Lord for tonight. I thank him for his word. I thank you for the prayers, Pastor Tweedy, and for all the others that were on the line tonight, and for the prayers that went forth. And truly, I thank God. You know, sometimes you don't always feel your best sometimes, but I truly thank God that he allowed me just to continue to bring a word. And I pray that the word will encourage our hearts and continue to help us to continue to press forward in doing what God has called us to do, even in these times, because we know these times are hard. And I know that sometimes it can be so pressing till it seems like we want to give up and not do what God has called us to do, but we must continue to stand in on the name of the Lord. And no matter when things come, just continue to press on. Sometimes I don't always be as I should as far as my body, but I thank God for what he allowed me to do, and I praise his holy name. And I just thank everyone for being on live. Thank you, Pastor Hubbard, for asking me. I came on, I was waiting, and the thing came up because I was signing to the studio. It came up about ending the episode, so I had to go ahead and call in since she wasn't on the line. So that's why I went on calling on the host line. But I was trying to get to you to tell you to call in on the guest line.
Well, praise God. We thank God that you were in place. I didn't know what to do afterwards, but afterwards it came on. I'm saying we're going to flow with the Spirit of the Lord. When we flow with it, God bless, and it flows. So we thank the Lord for how he set everything up. So we bless the Lord. We have to pick up that ring and pick up that baton and keep it moving. So we bless the Lord. So everything was in order. Amen.
Amen. So, again, I thank you. And I thank everyone for being on the line tonight. God bless you.
Praise the Lord. We give God glory. Pardon me?
I said I was done.
Oh, well, bless the Lord, everyone. We're going to say good night and pray that you continue to pray, and those that can, and share the number. And we're looking forward to a prayer on tomorrow night. So long. Pray God's blessings and Sheila and angels be encamped about you all throughout the week. And pray God just manifest himself in such a great way in you all's life. Amen.
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 God bless you.
Demetrios, praise the Lord. Shalom. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Bless the Lord.